Blog Talk Radio.
Man, this shit is crazy right here, man. I don't know what I gotta keep doing. I gotta keep doing y'all. Y'all ain't fucking with this ass. I hate this. I hate it. Alright? Yeah. Yeah. LA West Coast all day.
Killing shit, a homicidal, crazy nigga in a bell tower, sniper rifle, headhunting niggas. Used to think that we was bad, now I'm always getting hot. Used to think I'll always had a homie,
little Philly dog.
Used to think I never cry, and now a nigga's out of tears. Realizing what I used to think doesn't matter here. Used to think that self-esteem, I never had it. Played the wall, now all I do is wave my middle finger.
Used to be a
used
to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more crying.
I will love to the
end. I'll ever keep rapping.
When is my time gonna come?
It ain't gon' happen.
I used to be used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Be what I used to.
The mother niggas, they ain't me to jack a bitch. They can ain't broke.
I used to be the fat kid, 285 pounds. If I was in your class, I'm the one you would clown. Used to think things would never change and niggas couldn't get the help. Used to think my life was worthless. Used to wanna be them niggas that I saw on the TV. Used to wanna platinum records just for selling my CD. Used to lie to everybody, telling bitches what they wanna hear. Karma's real, used to think it wasn't.
It was made clear.
Year to year, I used to think that things would get a little better. Used to think that I would make it rap, and now I'm thinking never. Used to think you needed bars to win an award. Do you hear a CD, nigga? Not now, I used to think that that would be me. But I used to think I wouldn't be alive to see. Rolling with me. Used to think they wouldn't care a dagger to the stuff and die. The only thing that you can never say, he used to never try.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I will love to the end.
I'll ever keep
round. When is my time?
Fuck what I used to think, I'll tell you what I'm thinking now. Step your bars up and shut the fuck up and shut down. Bitches out of bounds, better pick a lane and do it quick. Cause I don't follow pussy over here, pussy follow dick. If you got a problem, turn around and walk. You either with it or you're not, that's it. We don't gotta talk, get the big boo. Bitch, you ain't cute. I'm watching thirsty niggas cause they like to think last and first shoot. Priorities don't mean a thing when homies are your enemies. And bitches getting babies, not a job or a wedding ring. Sad thing with sympathy, what are you, delirious? Check the dictionary, in between shit and syphilis. Never been more serious, niggas don't even come around. The only niggas that I know that hold it down. About to smoke a pound, dagger's heavily medicated. Pupils dilated, I admit it,
gotta stay faded.
I used to be used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to be used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I will love to the end.
I'll ever keep rapping.
When is my time gonna come?
It ain't gon' happen.
I used to be used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Be what I used to.
The mother niggas, they ain't me. They ain't me.
I just ain't supposed to sing. You can't hear the movie.
I've been explaining the storm drain for you, Robert. Oh, what's wrong?
Tom's wife is cheating on him with a singing usher.
Oh, I didn't say she was cheating.
Oh, Lord, Lord, how did you end up with that white woman anyway?
I'll say toss her groupie ass out the window and let that whole stargaze from outside.
Now, Riley, there's never a place for violence in a relationship.
There does seem to be a place at the restaurant last night. She made you look like a bitch in front of us.
Boy, watch your mouth.
Probably started out charitable. She took you in and probably teaching you how to read.
But Granddad, she did make Mr. Dubois look like a bitch.
Yeah, we all know she made Tom look like a bitch. There's probably a different way to say it.
Next thing you know, you rubbing against that silky white skin.
But I don't know the non-curse way to say he got bitch.
Humiliated, castrated, emasculated.
Oh, all right, I get the point.
I mean, I could see if it was a real nigga. If you lost your hold of T.I., I'd be like, hey. That's T.I., but Usher, you better check that hole, Mr. Dubois.
You know what? You guys are right. I'm going to go back there and put her in check.
For example, how many white women want to go to a basketball game just to see the game come back with one of them NBA niggas? Out of sympathy. She came to see the game. She wanted to be entertained. Oh, the white woman's got a big heart.
This is Slap Sundays with a dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but some slappers, and slapping the stupidity out you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9, West Coast time on Bang Out Radio.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in live or if you're downloading this, John Convenience, you're officially listening to Slap Sundays, all right? What is it, December 15th right here on Bang Out Radio. So, again, thank you for being here and thank you for support. Now let's start up as things as we always do because I got a lot of new music to get to. Shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz the Shea, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. So thank you for creating things over here and then allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing for not only myself, my co-hosts, these independent artists, and anybody that just respects reality, all right? Also, shout out to all independent artists. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending me your music, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Got four shows, three of them play music, all right? I will find a place for it in rotation, so don't trip, all right? And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show. Again, to support me, to support my co-host, support the independent artists, support the beauties of the week. Just support anybody that comes through that fucks with Bang Out Radio. Again, if you fuck with us, we fuck with y'all. Point blank and simple, all right? Thank you. We are all in this together, all right? You want things, keep things moving, keep things pushing, keep things moving forward. All y'all got to do is talk about the show and let people know where the number one spot is for all independent artists, all right? At least on my end, I'm going to do everything I can to at least keep this motherfucker running and keep it on the air so I can give y'all a platform to be able to do what y'all need to do, all right? Let's keep it going. Let's keep it pushing. Brand new music. Bad News Greatest, The Birth of Rogue. Like I said, we play all independent music over here, so get it over here, all right? And if I get it in my email, it will be amongst the first in rotation on the following show. My word, you better ask about me. Slap Sundays the Dagger if you want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue, press 1 to holler at me. Be right back.
Lord, I got a question. You promise you'll get it through? Up in heaven, what y'all dance to? We wanna dance too, and put my team on. Bench do steroids, now my team strong. Type of shit that might get a nigga lightning rod. Hot as hell, make the devil say, oh my God. God said, huh? Satan said, never mind. I guess some niggas get requainted. Another time. My nigga don't copy. I'm sorry if the truth sound cocky, but can't nobody do me how it does me. That just mean they gon' hate before they love me. Me, yeah, they might got a slight lead. What's the future to a nigga wear one of these? Greatest remain nameless. Nigga, we ain't famous. Nigga, we ain't famous.
You can hate me now.
but we ain't. Blame Gaudy blue breath in my lungs. Dope line, hope line, 16 bars turning bitches to coke line. I told them sniff up at the same time. White girl up, bitch, it's Lindsay Lohan time. I'ma let them know right now. Black Royal ain't a clique, it's a lifestyle. Style, so don't bite my shit. G-O-D, get off my dick. Doing devilish things. Anything just to get that cake and the prayer that we used to say.
If y'all can move mountains, then I can move weight, right?
Wait, them niggas got a slight lead. But what's the future to a nigga with one of these? Greatest remain nameless.
Nigga,
we ain't famous. Nigga, we ain't famous. Nigga, we ain't.
Blame Gaudy blue breath in my lungs.
Cali Kush, rolled up. Black Royal Feral sipping out of gold cup. Old school, cold crush. We ain't stopping till the whole world knows us. Everything I drop is a death jam. Motherfuckers would have sworn that I know Russ. Russ, we the guys of this music shit. So when you swear to him, make sure you swear to us. Man, I hate when the city lies. Way more sad when the king dies. I just want my money all king size. Death, death, if they ever touch a king pies. Wait, them niggas got a slight lead. What's the future to a nigga who don't give a fuck? Greatest remain nameless. Fuck, fuck, fuck your life, nigga, we is famous.
Brand new rocks to God. Power moves. Let's go.
We only making power moves, man. No little shit, bro. Look. I don't see no equals. The originals. I don't see no sequels. Yo, I'm in there making power moves. You moving like the cowards do. What good is the power if the power go devour you? I left my job and got some severances. Probably dipped in the same whip you catch the reverend with. Exacerbating all my monetary leverage. Look, I'm sorry if I'm not responding to your messages. I'm in a meeting with the homie Juan, he a Mexican. I don't know, he might be El Chapo next to kid. They trying to get me to go down there and rep with them. Raw, middle finger to the law. I leave a room, let the smell linger of a boss. All that hating, that's gon' put you in the cross. Conversation get you wasted for a minimal of cost. So, no, I don't see no equals. The originals, I don't see no sequels. Yo, I'm in the making power move. You moving like the cowards do. What good is the power if the power go devour you? Even if I gotta get my money after hours, minute after minute, hour after hour, feeding honeys in the living room, honeys in the shower.
Jones, what? Cacalots. Let's go.
No way. How? It can't be. Cacalot? Super Saiyan?
Rockin' with us. Rock with me, you're rockin' with us. Rock with me, you're rockin' with us. Rock with me, rock. My nigga, you the question, put me on the map. GPS, SKE, like when you looking on the map. Cholesterol flow, boy, get your heart attack. Be a nightmare on M Street, but ain't no coming back. Don't let me go off, 16 in the clothes off. Ammunition blow off, knock your fucking clothes off. Who that be? Ride around, send it up that rover. Man, I'm warming up, I'm too advanced for your toaster. What's up in my path? I'm killing your ass, and that be the last. A couple of shots, cause I'm laying them down, that body bag. Yeah, nigga, yeah. Identification, John Doe. Reminisce when I started this shit, but the competition is blindfold. Who they say they see ya? Peter Jones, you blind nigga. Who that bitch? That's your girl, looking good, she mine. Stepping up this shit, but I perfected up this shit. So I'ma F it up this shit. You tryna F it up, and I dance. And I hang him by his laces, that be tying up his shoes. Or I knock his head off, that's a Johnny Cage. I'm looking for a deal, the opportunity is open. You looking for a deal, that shit is out in the ocean. So go fishing, nigga, I'ma flow vicious, nigga. Fuck a go pippin', nigga, I'ma go rippin', nigga. Everything is brand new, trip about that like Cancun. Mad at me cause I ain't true, I do that shit you can't do. I'm like no other man, they question about my government. So cautious who you fucking with, the struggles on my rubber band. Grab about that when I flash it rock, if it rain beam when I pack in glass. And you ask me shots when you cap the gown, they fucking with my cap rock. Now rock with me, you're rockin' with a Super Saiyan. Rock with me, you're rockin' with a Super Saiyan. Rock with me, you're rockin' with a Super Saiyan. Rock with me, rock, rock. I'ma tell you this time right now. So watch your mouth when I'm speaking, nigga. When I pull up in the car, but the top goes down, your bitch with me. I'm a decent nigga. They'll tell me who fight, but I throw them bows and your broken nose is leaking. Nigga, so part of my friend, cross me again. So they get no Jesus, nigga. With a suit and tie that match my shoes. Recognize I'm a vegan, nigga. You think you bad? Keep running your mouth, you get me mad. I'm a demon, nigga. When I suffocate your fucking face, me ain't no breathing, nigga. When I turn it up, I'ma turn you down. Like couldn't believe this, nigga. Damn, I'm so animated, slanderous, the rapping Jason. Back to the basics, fascinated with leaving bodies decapitated. Graduated from a gang related, dollar bill changing faces. Why you wanna tip me, nigga, when I got my anger faded? Damn, I got the order to slaughter. I'm breaking torture, SKE, we drew the line. Like, I dare you to cross our border. Plus, I got the heat, like, wall in Miami, Florida. Get rich or die trying, I total it up in quarters. Like, yeah, that's the aftermath. I'm a rapper's bad, that's after cash. Peter Jones and Trell Mac, y'all waiting for that to go back to back. Back to back like Maybach. Two of them cars, you pay that. Focus like a millionaire, my will and fortune stay jack. Haters always fussing and busting, but they ain't touching me. Man, I came from nothing to something and living luxury. Step back, nigga, don't try no shit. Firing off with an iron grip. This hardcore rap with a little handsome fucking bitch and buying whip. Like, let me see y'all step in the fucking booth. But I see your personality is one of a kind, so never could I be y'all. Yeah, this my throwback. I'm throwing bars and throwing flows. Got the pride of a saying, but I'm going gold.
I'm going gold. The legend is true after all. But why Kakarot? It should be me. I'm the one with the royal bloodline that carries a hidden possibility to become a Super Saiyan. So, it happened. After 3,000 years, another Super Saiyan has emerged.
Next up, FaZe. That's on me. Let's go.
I used to be nothing, now the thoughts on me. Used to wear my brother clothes, now the thoughts on me. Now I'm stacking money, now the thoughts on me. And I'm always fresh as shit, now the thoughts on me. I used to be nothing, now the thoughts on me. Used to wear my brother clothes, now the thoughts on me. Now I'm stacking money, now the thoughts on me. And I'm always fresh as shit, now the thoughts on me.
Thoughts, yeah, they everywhere I'm looking. Free my little nigga Jay, yeah, he's stealing baby buttons. But when you come back home, boy, I got a bitch for ya. She got that monster head and her pussy run like water. I used to be a little nigga, now I'm the boss. CEO of Reckless Options, all my niggas do they jobs. I gotta make it big, I gotta do it for
but my mom's, I'ma stack 20 mil, feed my family and my dogs. At the age of 12, when I first start thugging, see my brother in the casket, so my niggas started hunting. Whipping in the kitchen while I'm smoking big blunts. All my niggas out here jigging, had to give a fiend a bump. Thoughts are in my phone, thoughts all on my polo dress. Trying to have a nigga kiss so she could be the centerfold. Fuck that, you dumb thought, I'ma always work the block. I'ma sell this hard white till someone give me a shot.
I used to be nothing, now the thoughts on me. Used to wear my brother clothes, now the thoughts on me. Now I'm stacking money, now the thoughts on me. And I'm always fresh as shit, now the thoughts on me. I used to be nothing, now the thoughts on me. Used to wear my brother clothes, now the thoughts on me. Now I'm stacking money, now the thoughts on me. And I'm always fresh as shit, now the thoughts on me.
Picasso de France, bottom bitch.
Yeah, you know why I fuck with you.
Fucked on the rock.
She don't judge me. She just love me. It's my bottom bitch. That's where it's supposed to be. Trying to sound big.
Fuck,
Mexico, okay. And when I hit the strip, man, she flip a nigga quick.
Okay.
My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. That's my bottom bitch. Man, she cook a nigga quick. Fucking nigga dick.
Okay.
And when I'm out of town, man, she hold a nigga quick.
Okay.
My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. That's my bottom bitch. Man, I'm Gucci when I step down. My bottom bitch, she got me. And if a nigga rock low, my bottom bitch, she stop me. YSL is Rocky. Flying hell don't cop me. I cop me Electro Poppy. I'ma drop that top, nigga, watch me. Y'all hoe, she on my dick. I'ma beat that push like Rocky. This mixtape here gon' serve. I mean, ASAP just like Rocky. My wardrobe stay on fresh. Met jeans with the beef and broccoli. My Brock don't hit my jack. Let's be. But they want that broccoli, hold up. I bought the bar and gave it back. Morning shift, by 12 o'clock, I made them racks.
Real nigga,
100 proof. 100 hoes I'ma hit when I bleep they phone, they coming through.
Cook a nigga,
suck a nigga dick. And when I hit the strip, man, she flip a nigga brick. My bottom bitch, my bottom bitch. My bottom bitch, that's my bottom bitch. Man, she cook a nigga
quick,
suck a nigga dick.
Okay.
And when I'm out of town, man, she hold a nigga brick.
Okay.
That's my bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. That's my bottom bitch. My bottom hit my jack. Said she got me a lick. Told her I'm out of town. I'm searching down to the round by six. Said she met her gringo nigga. Who said he got that way? I told her to fuck him to sleep and make them keys up to his place. Take him out to dinner. Shoot me at a dress. And I'll be in and out with no alarms or signs of distress. Bottom bitch for whiskey. Should blow your brains out literally. My buzz like a touchscreen. Cause everybody is telling me that bougie girls they love me. I'm fucking my own this money. Corner store, we spice hell, no white sell, y'all funny. My bottom rap like that, she better shit and got money. Real nigga, I die for this. Who the fuck is you? You can't judge me. Man, she cook a nigga
quick.
Suck a nigga dick.
Okay.
And when I hit the strip, man, she flip a nigga quick.
Okay.
My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. That's my bottom bitch. Man, she cook a nigga quick. Suck a nigga dick.
Okay.
And when I'm out of town, man, she hold a nigga quick.
Okay.
That's my bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. That's my bottom bitch.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Silver spoon, boom, 20 up. Let's go.
Yeah.
they told me they love me. I know.
All the pretty bitches fuck with him. Whack bitches never got no luck with him. He be stuntin' cause that's in his blood. Catch him poppin' mollies though he pushin' bud. You could tell that he a Queens nigga. Grew up out in Daisy round that Preem nigga. Had 100 worth of jewels when he was 18. Presidential rollies for the whole. Now me and my niggas be super lit. Dumb money, super rich. Y'all bitches better get used to this. Y'all already know who the future is. I'm just stating facts and I know these hoes only want me cause my money up. You 10 steps out of them niggas, well guess what? I'm 20 up. These bitches wanna fall in love, I just want my daddy back. We was just in the crib watching Caddyshack. Now the nigga gone and I ain't having that. Nah, I ain't having that. But
I know what's the cause. The clothes, cause my jewelry. But I ain't mad at none of you hoes. Trust me, I know. That's why they tell me they love me. Yeah. That's why they tell me they love me.
Uh-huh, I know.
That's why they say they
look,
love me.
I blew a half a milli back in 06. Spending old money on my new chick, yeah. And niggas don't be hating, they be showing love. Probably cause they see a nigga blowing up. Roll up in something foreign with the top down. I'm all in, ball in, it's too late, I can't stop now. I'm just saying facts and I know these hoes only want me cause my money up. You 10 steps out of them niggas, well guess what, I'm 20 up. You broke niggas need to get your money up. I'm just a young nigga getting it, money up. They say I'm misunderstood, so I stand out. When you got money, everybody got their hands out. So I be pulling bands out. I'm about to pull a lamb out. And zoom, zoom on you niggas. I'm too big, no room for you niggas. But
I know what's the cost. The clothes, cause my jewelry be froze. But I ain't mad at none of you hoes. Trust me, I know. That's why they love me, they love me. Yeah. That's why they love me, they love me. That's why they say they love me. That's why they say they love me.
Hold on, y'all. I have one more for y'all real quick. Give me one quick second. Come on, you can do it. See, I don't know why I had to push the issue. It's always my fault when I push the issue. But, excuse me, fuck it then. What else going down? No, focus. Yeah, we'll just get into the show, I guess. I'll just start talking, and then when I get my shit back, excuse me, got a little bit of hiccups going. I was over here smoking, sipping this drink real quick. Hold on. Vodka Moscato mix. So, yeah, pretty interesting weekend. Pretty interesting weekend when all was said and done. It's because, you know, a nigga just got recently, it's like I'll be getting a new job soon. So luckily, you know, if everything plays out, then I should be working as soon as next week. And then now my shit wants to come back on. And as soon as I think I'm about to get into something, then... But I do want to play this last song real quick. Yeah, hold on, I will be right back, all right? Sim Capone, brim to my laces, all right? I had to get the new music out real quick. Be right back.
She like to meet me by the backdrop. For conversation almost deeper than my back shots. Look, I'm a half knot. Tell me all your bad thoughts. Never had shots when I used to punch a mad clock. Damn, now the ladies is feeling me. Why? Cause of my lyrical ability. Who can make the toes tap? Listen to the soul clap on me like a low jack. Now that I control rap,
Woo. I got him stretching like a bow flex. It's Capone, get more coochie than the Kotex. To rock a Rolex just to make it throw stretch. I ain't here to home wreck or listen to a phone threat.
Nah.
I'm seeking something conventional. She swallow generals, pumping out the genitals. She get her minerals, working out the dinner rolls. From the brim to laces, mommy wanna taste this. So cold from my brim to my laces. Money on my mind, all I see is big faces. I bet my bottom dollar, I'll make your woman holler. She like to suck and swallow, then have a pimp to follow. So cold from my brim to my laces. Money on my mind, all I see is big faces. I bet my bottom dollar, I'll make your woman holler. She like to suck and swallow, then have a pimp to follow. She know the drill, I'm just someone she can vibe with. I'm causing drama with the dude that she reside with. I'm on my fly tip, hit her with a wide dick. Only for a side chick, that's where I ride or die with.
Nah.
Cause pimping is the narrative, it's in the heritage, kingdoms are imperative. I'm like a terrorist, taking down a surrogate. Sow it to my arrogance, confidence, I'm wearing it. And I'm about to do the double dutch, like Kobe pulling up with the double clutch. When the trouble touch, magic taught me double up. Shit is only sweet until the cookie come to crumble up.
Woo.
Your boy is so significant, the game is intricate, forever gonna be pimping it. I'm depicting it, only as I'm living it. I like my women's skin, mahogany and cinnamon. So cold from my brim to my laces. Money on my mind, all I see is big faces. I bet my bottom dollar, I'll make your woman holler. She like to suck and swallow, and have a pimp to follow. So cold from my brim to my laces. Money on my mind, all I see is big faces. I bet my bottom dollar, I'll make your woman holler. She like to suck and swallow, and have a pimp to follow.
Well, no, we ain't fine. But I always say the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
What?
Simply because you don't have evidence that something does exist does not mean that you have evidence that something doesn't exist.
What?
What country you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English in what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yes.
So you understand the words I'm saying to you?
Yes.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are known knowns and that there are known unknowns, but there's also unknown unknowns, things we don't know that we don't know.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more time?
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? We back. That's a little bit more better. Dagger, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Slap Sundays. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, just chilling the queue. I press 1 to holler at me, all right? And y'all got to excuse me, I guess. Like I said, I got a case of the hiccups right now, so if I sound like I got a problem, that's why, man. That's got to be so bad while I'm about to sit here and try to get into story time. But again, y'all know it's Slap Sunday, so you know we try to slap the stupidity out of dumb motherfuckers. And my homies, my niggas, love them to death, no homo, but my niggas are some of the dumbest motherfuckers in the world sometimes when it comes down to shit. And here's why. Let me just explain. Because, again, they always come at me with the, because, you know, I'm 4DB with it, you know what I mean? This, that, I always get the, nigga, where the bitches at? Nigga, what's going on? What's up? What's popping? Da-da-da, nigga, every weekend I get calls and texts. You know, I get texts from club promoters talking about the parties here, this, that, or whatever. The homies hit me up sometimes like, nigga, where they at, what it do, what's up for the night, this, that, or whatever. And I really just don't even really get involved in it that much because, again, I know how the homies is. You know, and I'm not saying that to say it like a bad thing. I just know, like, the homies, you know, niggas usually work off of guarantees. You know, it has to be a guarantee that something's popping. It has to be a guarantee that there's going to be some bitches there. It has to be a guarantee that these bitches most likely going to be also fucking to try to get a popping shit. You know what I mean? That's what they be on. They don't like having a, they don't like not really worrying, but they don't like nothing where they don't know what's going to happen or have an idea what's going to happen. So, but also at the same time, they get on me again, like, where the bitches at? What it do? What it? So, for this time, it was just really interesting because I happened to come across a situation where one of the ladies hit me up talking about, you know, it's the homegirl's birthday and shit, this, that, or whatever. We about to ride up a whole bunch of girls, and we about to go out, turn up, get it on, whoop, or whatever. What you doing on that day? And then, you know, where your homies at? And I'm like, well, fuck it. You know, it's a witty gang gonna be in the building. We gonna come through. We gonna turn up. We gonna get it popping, drunk, high, pill pop. You know, do all the shit that the witty gang do. Now, excuse me. I knew about this party for like a week, and so in that same respect, I know how niggas get down. So I like giving niggas way, you know, advance notice about shit, so they know what's going on, you know, what's popping, what to expect, this, that, or whatever. So I give niggas a whole week, like, yo, it's going down on Saturday, birthday party, club, you know what I mean, pop collar status, you know, Hollywood, dress shoes, you know, attire got to be, you know what I mean? I let niggas know what was up, what was about to turn up, what was about to go down, bitches, da-da, this, that, or whatever, all the good shit. So then, of course, the day comes. And, of course, my niggas always wait till the last minute. Because, you know, again, niggas do wait till the last minute just on some shit like, are we going to be able to do this? Or we not going to be able to do this? You never know until it actually comes down to the wire sometimes, so I understand that. But at the same time, you know, me being the planner or the person that I am, you know, I plan ahead at all times as well, or I'm not even going to say that I'm going to even try to get into something. You know, that's just how I feel. There's no point in trying to do something unless you're already going to be prepared for it. So the day comes. Go meet up with my niggas or whatever. And then, of course, you know, one of my niggas hit me up like, nah, can't roll. Okay. Then I was going to roll with the other two homies. Now, another homie said he couldn't go, but he wanted to see what was up because, again, the ladies that we were supposed to go party with or whatever, they was all linking up beforehand, too. Before the party, they was all supposed to travel together. So now the game plan went from us going to the club party and everything like that to going over there to their house before they go to the party and then finding a way to disappear from them when it's all said and done. When it was all said and done. So, and it's just one of those things where it's like, and niggas always say they want to go to where the bitches is, and then when I told, but see, it was, at first my nigga doubted me. My niggas was doubting me because they was like, you know, they didn't have the proof. They didn't see what it was, you know, instead of just trusting me and everything like that, they didn't believe what could possibly be transpiring. So what happened was, then we get over to the girl spot or whatever. We get to where they chilling at and everything. Now, already the girl that invited me comes out to greet us and everything like that. And them niggas already all like, ooh, you know what I mean? She all, you know, got a little dress on, you know, cool, weave done and everything like that. Ass hanging out and shit. So my niggas is like, ooh, and I'm like, you know, I'll just be all whatever shit sometimes because, you know, I don't be like that. But, and then we pull over, find a place to park, this, that, or whatever. We think we about to just sit outside, this, that, and whatever. Then, motherfucker hit me up, like, wait, she didn't hit me up. She came around the corner, like, because we thought we was smoking. Like, y'all smoking? Like, we was going to smoke in the car. Like, nah, come upstairs. All the girls is upstairs. So we go upstairs. There's, like, six females up in there. Just all, you know, just, and ladies is very, it's, interesting, because, you know, these was a bunch of ladies I was all getting ready for a party. So, you know, some of them doing their hair, some of them interchanging clothes, trying to figure out, you know, what shoes to wear. Some is already ready. You know, it's the birthday girl. It was her day. So, you know, she already all like did it. And, you know, these type of people, it's interesting because, you know, the birthday girl, for one, had a nose ring. You know what I mean? She was like different, you know. not your typical, you know, girl you see walking down the street in a sense. But she was ready to turn up. So it was just always interesting. But we'll get into back into the music real quick. I'll continue. We'll continue with the storyline in just a second. I'm trying to get my hiccups under control because this is just sounding stupid, me sitting up here trying to story and hiccuping in the middle of the story. And it's a good story, so I do apologize. But we'll be right back. Dagger, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
You are listening to a Track Bangers production.
So foggy in this room, but we still smoking.
There's
not enough room for you, but we still smoking. Just ran out of real lows,
we still smoking.
Got rake pipes and bongs, we still smoking.
Say
you never had a hit of dab,
shit,
we smoking.
Don't
even call you a cab,
we still smoking.
Gonna be high all night, cause we still smoking.
Having
the time of your life while you smoking.
I'm smoking, joking, laughing, blowing, potent, dro, it never fails. I'm blowing so much pine that I have to get it by the bill. Well, if I was you, then I'd be ready to reset the scale. And now I'm smoking so my eyes are barely open. If you see them, then you knowin' that them hoes are red as hell. I smoke up a quarter with the bitch and then she asked me if I wanna get me some head or tail. So I hit the blunt and then I tell her that I wanna see her grind on me and ride the rail. Might as well smoke another, roll another, blow another fucker and then exhale. Find the mail, I got some blood from the cannabis cup, that's the holy grail. Can't you tell by the way I smell, it's incredible and medical marijuana. Smoked it all and now I got the munchies, so I'm eating up these edibles like piranhas. If you call, I doubt that I will hear you, cause I'm blowing on this loud that I call Nirvana. Can't see the walls like we in a sauna, I'm so gone, I'll see y'all manana.
So many blunts rolled up, say the cops come and tell them hold up. Cause we still smoking, I'm trying to get high, yeah, still faded just like my sight. Got clouds moving from left to right, don't get mad cause you can't get inside. But your girl can, she can come spend the night with a kid ink, you'll have the time of your life. No more Harry Potter's where I'm a load of bull, like a full clip, take a rip so hard that my head explodes. Going O's way bigger than Cheerios. And Young K got the dab, we headed from the cockpit straight to the lab. It's a mini concert since the bitch so packed, and we still smoking. Hope you brought a gas mask, yeah, we still smoking. And I gotta rap back, fuck that. I'm a smoke in my chest, but I'm going to that nothing left. I'm talking about my last breath. Tell me what's next. Don't flex, you did call, see, check. Put you sweating from the dab and you left the seat wet. I'm taking off from the ground, find me in the air. To be technical, I'm chilling in the atmosphere. AKA still smoking, you know I don't care. Plus Tizzle Technique saying the coast is clear. So foggy in this room, but we still smoking. There's not enough room for you, but we still smoking. Just ran out of real lows,
we still smoking.
Got rake pipes and bongs, we still smoking. Say you never had a hit of dab,
shit, we smoking.
Don't even call you a cab,
we still smoking.
Gonna be high all night, cause we still smoking.
Having
the time of your life while you smoking.
Yeah.
flames. We got to get the dope for show. I ain't calling out no names. We death for lames in this dirty game. Better be maintained. No, I need your life flat frame. See, I'm a G in the sack, cause Pee Wee my name. My mental was stricken the game and dodging the flame. Okay, get in this struggle, misinterpret it, man. That's why they sit. Mr. Fields to come and change the game. Get it crunk, rep your hood, and you slang it back. But all I wanna know is you down with the set, you claim. Hey,
on top of the game. Watching these haters fly away. Got me a flag and so strong. And I'ma be gone till the early morn. 86 and on top of the A. Watching these haters fly away. Got me a flag and so strong.
To another dimension, vision beyond. Setting shit off like I'm on a John. Got your bitch on centerfold in the circle of niggas. Rap game, cook famous, recognize the name. KY, no idol, just a grown man. Bustin' the hood like a 211 tall can. Fist of fury, beats bang, hun like a jury. Rapping that west, it's my duty, get it together. I'm the joke, homies are beat. From west to east, we shut it down, my belief. Don't need the key to the city, we kick doors down. Tear the roof off this mother's made in your town. To take over, way of bands in Jay-Z. Mac Keith and Wing Gorillas go Japan Z. Niggas know the name, KY.
Yo, Tip,
yeah, we run a game. West Coast G, come get affiliated. We America most hated. Niggas know the name, KY.
Young Tip,
yeah, we run a game. West Coast G, come get affiliated. We America most hated.
Hey, ho, spit slow, bitches say I'm spit slow. 45 on the way, when it's drama let it blow. Fuck the judge in the case, holla out Geronimo like a prank. Full black, red attack, tap, tap. When they seven in your home, when we let that max flat. At ease when you see the general or I attack. Squad up, self-test, bitch you know we on the mat. Such a wreck from the set, make a hater fall flat. Crossover like Kobe, but I'm slamming like Jack. What's my name, what's my name, all them ratchets holler that. Time is precious. Take over everything, fuck the stack. Get sick bull bitches, but they sign me cat. Double Glocks, two twins, tell a nigga hold back. Pockets on rap, juices, so you know they hella fat. Pump, pump, let it jump, that's the sound of the jack. If they didn't, then they know me now. Tip killer track, plow.
Niggas know the name, KY.
Yo, Tip,
yeah, we run a game. West Coast G, come get affiliated. We America most hated. Niggas know the name, KY.
Young Tip,
yeah, we run a game. West Coast G, come get affiliated. We America most hated.
Hated.
Setting traps for ghosts? No. Okay, here's the one part that really makes no sense to me. The first time you saw bloodstains on your underwear, Were you alarmed?
Was I alarmed? Yes. I believe I was.
So then why do you just ignore it using something as stupid as Chipotle?
Chipotle, Kyle. And I'm not the one who uses it. My mom does. She does the laundry.
Your mom uses Chipotle to clean bloodstains out of your underwear.
Yes.
And then takes you to Chipotle and buys you more.
Yes, Kyle, it's totally normal. People do this stuff, you know? Not everyone can be the boy with the golden butthole.
What's up, it's your girl Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. LA West Coast all day.
Yeah, we back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Continue my story before we get a Dagger's double play. So as I was saying, but also keep in mind again, it's interesting that, you know, that when once the proof was on the table, like I said, once we got to the spot and my niggas saw that there was bitches, you know, walking around down there, you know, in robes and shit, getting ready, you know, talking about turning it up, smoking, drinking, woo-woo. So when they saw what was on the table, then niggas was like, oh, okay, you know, let's figure out what we can do or how we can get into this and this, that, or whatever. You know, they was had drank up there, all kind of shit. You know, we was up there chilling, doing, you know, just relaxing and everything. I see me, one of the homies already told me before we even went over there to the where they was, like, it was like, niggas, he ain't going to be able to go because he ain't got the bread to go in there. You know what I mean? He didn't have the money to go out and everything like that. So we wasn't able to go out comfortably. So, but, you know, and then niggas was out there, you know, just decided to eat from the Mexican truck, this, that, whatever. Niggas was just doing other shit, but niggas still wanted to go see what was up with them, go look at them, see what was up over there. So it was like, fuck it, what's the plan was we go over there, see what it do, look at, you know, chill out, drink they drank or whatever, this, that. And then when it's time to go to the party, just lose them in traffic. That's what the plan was. But then, like I said, niggas get there and see what was on the table. One of the homies was mad. He was like, oh, you know, because he still couldn't go, but he really wanted to go because he saw I wasn't bullshitting. But then my nigga J-Rock, like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to put his name out there, because this is my nigga right here. Is like, I love my nigga no homo and everything. My nigga's crazy once he get that liquor up in him. And he drink that old man liquor. He drink, like, scotch and shit, you know, so... So he was in there on one talking shit or whatever. So we chilling over there. But see, also at the same time, another reason it didn't pop out, because another thing, girls take a long time to get ready to go out to do some shit. You see me? Me personally, again, when I go out, when I go to a club or party or whatever, I don't got to make no fashionably late entrance, this, that, or whatever, because I want to be up in that motherfucker as long as possible. That's my whole goal. All these people, y'all people that go out there at like 11, don't leave till 11, 12 to go in there for an hour and a half, 2 hours or whatever just to leave. You know, that shit makes no sense to me, but to each their own. So we get over to her house about 10 o'clock, you know, the birthday girl's house while they're all over there getting ready. Now, and like I said, we just chilling around drinking, smoking or whatever, waiting for them to get ready so we can roll out so we can go, even though we're not going, but, you know, acting like we're going. But start talking to them, everything, you know, cracking jokes, niggas having a good time, you know, talking shit, this, that, you know, doing what we do. But again, it's just funny you see how niggas' whole, like, decorum change and everything. Because now, like I said, the one of the homies who couldn't go originally, now J-Rock's like, all right, well, let's just go drop this nigga off and let's go. But I'm looking at this nigga like, you can't go to Hollywood the way you don't got no, because again, it's not no backyard party. I mean, what we was about to do, we was about to be on some step-out, you know, club-type shit. You know, nice shoes, you know, dress shoes, button-down. You know, you got to step out there properly on your grown man tip. He didn't even have any shoes he could actually wear to get up in there. And I'm like, man, I'm not trying to go all the way out there for 1-2 hours. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to pay for 1-2 hours. You know, I was dressed, though. It wasn't the fact that I just wasn't that just – the whole night was off now, in my opinion, because, like I said, we're not even going as a group. And for those, like I said, no discredit to my nigga J-Rock, but you can only deal with J-Rock in a group setting as far as me and the homies go, you know what I mean? If we all together, then, you know, everything's good. We can roll. We can do that. But when it's one-on-one, you know, you can't be in that situation, not one-on-one. So, but again, after niggas saw how the party could have went down and everything like that. But, you know, niggas' demeanor changed and everything. Nigga got real, like, antsy, you know. And again, I'm not an antsy person. I don't, you know, women come, women go. It's not a big deal to me. My nigga Fresh With It was also like, nigga, put your phone away, nigga. Like, don't even, like, you ain't paying these bitches no mind. Yep, you damn right I ain't paying these bitches no mind. Like, for what? Like, they supposed to be paying attention to us, which they was, but too bad we couldn't go to the party where we were supposed to be going. But, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, that's just what happened. So, drop my nigga off. Then the homie, but then again, the homie drunk now. J-Rock drunk as fuck. The whole ride home, hopping on my nigga on some like, well, hold on. This is who I think it is. Speaking of the devil. Fresh With It.
Fresh the motherfucking best, sweetie.
Yeah, what a dude.
Man, I wasn't going. Y'all burnt out.
No. We already established that you are going, but again, since you are here, you can give another angle or side of it. You know what I mean? Let's rewind a little bit. Like,
what happened?
No, I'm just saying. So I mean, you tell you was there, unless you can't speak freely. You know how you can't speak freely.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Like I said, what happened, nigga? Like, for one. And be honest, when I was talking about it was popping, you honestly didn't think it was going to be popping like it could have been, popping, right? Be honest. You didn't think it was going to be like that, right?
I believe you when you say it's going to be popping. Because I've been there before, and you was like, yo, oh, it's going to pop. And I was like, yeah. And then I was there, and it was popping. So, like, I didn't have no doubt. Like,
okay. I thought you had a little bit of doubt in your boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why
you saw that it was popping, but when you saw, like...
But see, I didn't know it was popping.
You had a tree dancing, like, what?
I was like, it's about a bitch.
But then I was like, yeah, man, like I said, we was in there chilling, cracking jokes and everything. But then, like I said, my nigga J-Rock, it was just funny because I was just talking about how a nigga whole demeanor changed because, again, a nigga's demeanor changed because, like I was saying, at first you were like, yeah, he probably got a popping, but not like that. But then when you saw that it was popping like that, nigga whole little like, ooh, like nigga switched up a little bit, like, right? Like,
uh-huh. Now, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to go into a different mode.
Nigga had to switch up real quick. Like, okay, what's up? And like I said, and we was outnumbered. We was outnumbered like 2-1 at least. That was like, there was really like 6-7 females in there, and only like 3 of us. Like, that's just our numbers, you know? But again, and it's funny because y'all niggas in there cracking jokes, like, trying to get everything like that. And again, I'm just mad. The reason why I was mad, because I knew we wasn't going nowhere. I'm like, I'm not about to get amped up and shit with these bitches and everything like that, knowing we're not about to keep it going, you know what I mean? Looking over at J-Rock, just like, J-Rock, don't you? Because, again, we had an understanding. I guess he didn't get that part of the memo. Like, nigga, we're not going. Like, I didn't like, what's the story that he missed?
He did miss it. Because I had already stated we wasn't going. And I thought he was up with you in the zone, and I was like, oh.
No, but he didn't fuck with me, though. And that's the sad part, too, because I had to do it that way. Because, again, like I said, we weren't going. And then was I not dropping, like, subtle hints, like, nigga, on the way? Like, nigga, I'm trying to get out of going. Like, nigga, this is not something we should be doing. But, no, nigga, we can go. And you kept trying to make you look bad, like, trying to keep those. We just dropped this nigga off. Like,
I was dying. Like, man, I already said I wasn't going, so.
Burnt out. Hold on real quick. Set out to 225-7964. You got Dagger, what it do?
What's up, man? It's Esther, nigga.
Hey, what it do, Esther, man? How you feeling?
Shit, chilling, man. Been in and out the studio, bro. Been busy lately, man.
Hey, as you should, man. It's good, man. Got to stay work. Keep it pushing, man. I'm waiting for some new music and shit. You know, I'm always ready.
Oh, yeah, man. I got a mixtape dropping on the 31st, man. Shit, man. Nigga just got out of jail the other day, man, on some crazy-ass shit, man. But I'm back at it, man. My mixtape dropping on the 31st, man.
Okay. Well, again, let people know where they can find that shit at and everything, man. Like I said, let people know what's up. You never know who's listening.
Man, you can find it on Live Mixtapes, December 31st, and Death Piss and your favorite music website, man. It's going to be everywhere on the internet, man. I would tell y'all who on there, but, man, I'm surprised y'all with it, bro.
Hey. Yeah, I love surprises, man. We're definitely going to be waiting for that, man. You hanging out or you just passing through real quick, man?
I'm a thug with you tonight, man. I ain't doing nothing, man.
Okay, for sure, for sure. We're going to get the Daggers double play real quick, and then we will be right back. Let's do it like this. Slap Sunday, the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
Oh, shit. Here we go. I told y'all about this anti-hater music. Y'all ain't ready for this. The Dagger, bitches. L.A. West Coast all day. That's right. A.K.A. Fogey B. Witty. They don't know nothing about this. They don't know. But we about to show them, all right? I love it. Yo, let's go. Uh-oh. They not.
Oh, shit.
So, I don't know.
This how we doing it?
Yeah.
This how y'all doing it on
yeah,
this show?
All right.
I got y'all.
We got them. We got them.
We jumping, niggas?
Yeah.
Y'all know how we get down over here on the west side, right? The Dagger, bitch.
I'm tired of these niggas out here thinking they untouchable, like I'ma let the shit slide. What am I, a huckster? You think that you can do whatever? Never, nigga, fuck with you. And bitches think they niggas now.
Does that mean I can hit them?
Y'all never know what Dagger do. I'm swinging hard at every pitch. Wayne Brady witty.
Does a Dagger have to slap a bitch?
Toss her body in a ditch, take a piss up on a grave. She should've never disobeyed. See the way I treat a bitch, and bitch niggas get it worse. Looking for my first body, why you think I drive a hearse? A hater's thirst is never quit. Blood sucking wall crawlers, hunting every hater down.
Blade
with it. Alias is 40B, I'm with it, watch me execute. I'm so high, I fly in sky, die without a parachute. West Coast representative, I'm killing beats and kill them off. And Dagger pulls the hammer, puts the
final nail into your coffin.
That's right, yeah, we ain't done yet. I told y'all, we jumping niggas out here on the West Coast on this. Come on, my nigga with me. I have to show y'all something real quick. Hey, Sam, J, man, get over here real quick, man. We jumping niggas out over here on the West Coast, man. We gotta show them how we do this, all right? Now look, don't hold nothing back, all right?
You can tell just by my face that bitch I ain't nothing nice. Go against me, go ahead and gamble with your fucking life. West side, had to say it fucking twice. 100 grand, nigga, got no time for the pussy shit. Dope fast tracks in the lab, you know I'm cooking. Bitches wishing that I wouldn't, but the proof is in the pudding. Just do what they wouldn't, I'm just doing what they wouldn't. Just a young nigga up in the hood like Cuba Gooding. Bitches get fucked, I just do this shit for record sake. Hoes claiming they will, they set you up, but it ain't no mistake. Backstab your ass quick and now they smiling in your face. A disgrace to see most of your dog turning in the snake. Try me get body till Dagger bring me yellow face. Down here we don't fake. Fuck boy, you never straight. Haters still trying to throw salt on a nigga, but guess what? These hoes, they fuck with a nigga.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait. No. We still ain't done yet. I told y'all we ain't done, man. You know how we do over here on the West Coast, man. That nigga still moving. That nigga still moving. He's still creeping and crawling. Fuck that. I'm about to stomp this nigga to the ground real quick, alright? Y'all thought it was over? We don't stop. Alright, let's go.
Intelligence, I got it. If you got beef, don't start it. Keep it to yourself. Sounding stupid like an alcoholic. Dagger this, dagger that. Dagger's whack, can't rap. Tell your life, cause anyone that hurt me ain't believing that. Stating facts on every track, the people love my dialogue. Dagger fucks bitches while you jacking off in catalog. Lover, not a fighter, bitches in my bed. Pocket bread, I don't like to fight, cause I ain't stopping
till somebody dead.
Rage, I feel it never stop. Sure you wanna light the fuse. Whoop your ass so bad they must report it.
We got breaking news.
And when I do my interview, I tell them truth, don't gotta lie.
Why you do that to him?
Had to make that nigga realize. Never judge a book by cover. Never underestimate a brother who ain't like no other. Favorite word? Stop the hate, congratulate. You see the haters, stop them out. It's Friday, so I'm smoky with you.
You got
knocked
the fuck out.
I was watching the Lakers. Yeah, play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
The Dark Side.
Yeah.
The Dagger. I was watching it too.
The Dagger, bitches.
Me for the great.
That's me. Yeah. Yeah. Straight to the point, y'all. Let's go.
Fade them all from the jump. I'm back, nigga. You know it's on.
Oh,
no stunting or running. I'm gunning for the throne.
Oh.
A chrome heater with features that you ain't never seen.
Ooh.
No hollow points, just black talons and red beans. Altercations, I'm waiting. I'm praying for the crack.
Ooh.
A sharpshooter. I'm shooting. Call me Kevin Durant.
Black.
I'm about to slap. Fuck it. I'm finna spaz out.
Ooh.
I'm in the whipper with a flipper. We bout to smash out the glass house, beatin' sitting on 24. We the champs, fuck it, painted purple and gold. Nympho the great, Mac Machete the madman. A mercenary, you murderous with the mic in hand. The plan was to pocket check and post up. Fade them all, the faculty, nigga, fold up. So what about it, nigga, whoever want it? All our position obliterated, all opponents. LA hat, LA tad, I'm LA zone,
yep.
LA grown, LA weed, I'm LA on. Woo. They playing zone, but fuck it, I'm hitting all three.
Shoot.
They change the D, beast mode, I'm in the key. The dagger and machete, a lethal combination. Combination deadly, now I got to cut you. Stupid motherfucker, ain't my nigga dagger. Tell him what we do to bust.
Niggas like to run their mouth, but running from the words they talk. Claiming they the biggest dog, scared to bite, let her bark. Got no heart, I ripped it out, took a bite, spit it out. Money's never on a drought.
What a mouth,
lost count. Way too many zeros, commas, keeping me from all the drama. Still ain't caught a case, paper dates, I got a baby mama.
Yes, I can.
Just like Obama, dagger's got a simple plan.
Work, work, work.
I'm working harder than a Mexican. Jack me in, don't jack me, y'all. Save your words, don't gotta talk. All I hear is money, all that funny shit could take a walk. I don't need it or receive it, dagger's quick to let it go. You mean me, baby, have it backstabbing, lazy asshole. Never will you stop my flow, I'm gonna grow no matter what.
Realize,
you dealing with a nigga who don't give a fuck.
Strut when I take a walk, blunt roll, need a hit.
Money over any bitch, rather make a bum rich. Role model, never that, always gotta read aroma.
Smoking on
a
Amsterdam,
picked it up and check the stola. Running niggas over, don't got time for gangsta silly pals. Screaming like a ludicrous.
Boom, bitch, get out the way.
I love LA cause that's my city, born and raised in city streets, yeah. Stepping in my fucking house, show respect, watch your feet. It's real over here, out of town is better, watch your mouth. Ask Lil Wayne the crib, niggas had him running out.
Yeah,
oh,
I said it.
Yeah,
but I'm not trying to diss or nothing.
I'm not trying to
I'm just being honest. I'm just being real like I always
being
do.
Being honest.
We all saw the video. We all saw what happened.
Saw that shit on YouTube. Look at that.
Just in case you missed it.
Yo.
Ask Lil Wayne the Crip. Niggas had him running out.
We out on that shit. The Dagger. Nympho the Great. The Dark Side. Y'all better act like y'all know. Act like it. Pretend.
They ain't gonna never figure this shit out. Fuck it. Yeah, riding on y'all niggas.
I gotta get out of here. This place is stupid. Where am I? Oh, I want to take Mr. Biggles with me. With you where? To live with me forever and ever, you dumb broad. How much? How much? For Butters?
Butters is our son. He's not for sale.
I'll give you $200 million for it.
Excuse me?
I said I'll give you $200 million for it. I'll write you a check for Mr. Biggles right now. Chris, is she serious?
Butters, why don't you take Paris up to your room for a little while? Mommy and Daddy have to talk.
Mom, Dad, I love you. Please don't scare me and Paris, Dad.
Butters, right now.
They aren't honestly considering this.
Darling, Paris is a billionaire. She can give Butters everything he wants. We'd be terrible parents not to consider it.
But he's our son.
I know, darling, but look, we have to think about the rest of the family.
The rest of the family? You mean us?
Yes, us, the rest of the family.
Yeah. It's your boy, Levi Kev. You and that tune in to Slab Sundays with your boy, the Dagger, West Coast, all day. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slab Sundays, the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, bang out radio, reality radio. If you tune in, it is Slap Sunday, so if you got time to still call in, 661-621-7559. As always, still in the queue, a person wanted to holler at me. But we're going to leave my nigga J-Rock alone, man. I'm going to leave that man alone. I'm not going to leave
him alone, man.
Talk about, you know, for days. But here's something else, though, folks. Let me ask you this. When was the last time you rode a bus? When was the last time you have been on public transportation? Can you recall?
Man, since like 2009, 2008.
So what, about four, yeah. You ain't been on the bus in 4 years, at least? Like, you ain't been on the bus?
At least. Yeah, for real. Man. Boo, bitch.
But,
you know what I'm saying? I'm in the bus, but I'm riding like it's a bitch.
Yeah, you know your boy been down. Like I said, I've been waiting for this other car to come in. Hopefully this week everything works out and everything. But in the meantime, you know, but boy, I've been taking part of this public transportation. You know, it's always an interesting thing. Because, again, you notice and you see the funniest shit only in certain places. And let me just share a few things that I've seen lately on the public transportation system.
Oh, my bag.
No, you good. But let me just... A few things that I've noticed on the public transportation system that I just find
yeah,
so hilarious. Yeah,
I saw you taking pictures of people, man. You cold.
Well, yeah, but see, that...
You look cold, nigga. Talking about her hair or something. They said like a bird in her hair or something.
No,
or something.
Yeah, okay, that was the old white lady. Now, see, I was on the blue bus on that one. See, I was over on the Santa Monica bus line. See, that's the good bus line over there. Them buses is nice over there. You know, so
the big blue bus.
You know, it's all shiny and everything. You know, I think they got air fresheners in them motherfuckers or something. The blue bus is nice because, you know, that's the one to go to Santa Monica where the white folks be and shit. So, you know, goes down there by West Side Pavilion and, you know, down there in Westwood. You know, the white folks, college motherfuckers be on them, but, like, you know, UCLA motherfuckers. That's the blue line, blue buses over there. Motherfuckers all nice and shit. But yeah, I was on there, but it was some old white lady, but still you just see certain type of people. Like her, the picture that you was talking about, nigga, she had like some feather type hat. It's like, what the fuck was that? A hat made out of feathers, but it's cold as fuck outside. What the fuck is that doing? You know what I mean? It's like, it made no sense. And like some purple feathers. Like what tropical, probably endangered bird did you have to skin or whatever in order to get that on your head? Some old ass lady, man. It was like, what the fuck? It didn't work out.
Hilarious.
It wasn't. Nigga, but that's just, nigga, I just saw him. Where else you gonna see these type of people besides like a carnival or something? I saw niggas with an iPad. Very simple shit, but where was the last time you saw a nigga with an iPad, bro?
Never. Not in my
you
whole life.
Seen a nigga, like just a legit nigga with an iPad? I seen one on the bus, nigga, the other day. Like, with the
like a true life pirate? Like a pirate? Like a real he saw a pirate on the bus, nigga. Slick Rick, like the only nigga I know rocked the patches there. Slick Rick and the one nigga from Immature.
Another thing I saw. Now, and there's different types of people. You know, there are the people that are on the bus that are, there's those people that are more like me. You know, you put your headphones in, keep your head down, listen to your music, play a game, be on your phone, get to your destination, move the fuck on. You know what I mean? Do what you gotta do. Then you got the motherfuckers that don't give a fuck as well. Now, these are the motherfuckers that are acting like nothing's changed, like they're not on the bus with other people that they don't know, you know, talking loud, acting whatever, you know, like they in the backyard and chilling. You know what I mean? Like these type of motherfuckers, like, don't care about shit, just talking shit.
I was one of those, the ones that didn't care, in the back talking loud and shit, that was me.
who don't have their own form of entertainment, so they try to create entertainment by, you know, they just want to talk to just people they don't even know and just strike up a conversation like they're about to make best friends on the bus. You know,
I did that too. Like, hey, how's it going? Like, hey, how's it going? I'm fresh. Last name with it.
Nah, you do
that as
a female, yeah, but just not no stranger. Just a total stranger. Like, hey, how you doing? Start
pretty.
Talking about how, talking
was
shit
pretty.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, if it was a girl, you would, but I'm talking about just a total stranger just on some. This nigga was on the bus talking about, man, it's cold outside, but damn, it ain't cold like it was back in my hometown in Nevada or some shit or whatever you were saying. Like, you know, giving out all kind of information and shit. Like, come on, nigga, what the hell? Nobody gives a fuck. Like, come on.
Nobody cares about your personal information?
Yeah, like, y'all think this is cold? This is not cold. Like, come on. Okay, yeah. People from out of town that don't be in Cali say shit like that. But to us Cali folk, this is cold.
Nigga, this
shit
cold.
Cali folk ain't used to this shit. So leave us the fuck alone.
I'm a tropical nigga. I'm a straight tropical nigga.
Another thing I saw on the bus, and this had to take the cake. This is just the highlight recently of other things that I've seen on the bus lately. Now, it's a two-parter. Now, watch. Now, I get on the bus, and again, I'm one of the people with just my headphones in my ear, try to keep my head down, and just try to play my games in my phone and not bother nobody. So when I get on the bus and I'm going towards the back of the bus, I notice a white dude, and then I notice, you know, just somebody with their head laying on his, like, shoulder or whatever, you know what I mean, with their head down or whatever. I didn't look too much at it, but that's what I saw at first glance. And then I happened to, and they were in the far, you know, the bus, so, you know, but you still know the bus, so, you know, the far back row of the bus that just goes all the way across the back row, they was in the far back, you know, in the window seat, you know what I mean, in the corner. And then, you know, the seat right in front of that faces the other way. So I'm, like, facing out the side window, and they're, like, to the right of me. You know what I mean? Like, they're on my side. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so they're, like, right there, right? So I'm, like,
I'm sitting there trying to focus and shit and everything. And then I'm starting to see is just, I'm starting to hear shit out my ear like, no, stop. Like, no, stop. I'm like, but I glance over out the corner of my eye. I'm not trying to look over all, you know, turn my head completely and shit and everything. You know, I'm just trying to glance over. And when I glance over, I see a, like a man hand though. I'm like, ah, like that's a man's hand right there. I know what that is, right? And I'm not talking about the dude saying no. I'm talking about the dude messing with the dude. Like, nigga, like, hey, like, try to, like, fuck with him on the bus. I'm looking at it like, ah, the dude. The dude that was like, no, so I'm like, no, stop. Like, dude, like, it was like a nerdy white dude, like button-up white tee, like, he had loafers on, reading a little book and shit. You know what I mean? With glasses on, you know, motherfucking with a sweater, looking like a motherfucking librarian or something. You know what I mean? Like,
someone
now here's
librarian.
The other part of that too. Like now divert from that, right? Now this is what's going on my right side. I look over, and this is what clinches it for me. Like, cause again, I don't see the person's face still, so it may. I know that's a man's hand, but it may be a female's hand. Maybe she's just old, rough. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe still, cause like I said, I ain't looked up yet over here. I look up. There's a black dude. Now let me describe this black dude sitting across from me now, since I don't have to look up. Cause he done held up. I'm not even gonna tell you what he held up yet. Let me describe the man for you. The man got like five teeth in his head, like five, at least five. Maybe six. That's how many teeth he has in his face. You know, he had on the Gilligan hat. Remember Gilligan? You nigga from Gilligan, my nigga? He had the Gilligan hat on, my nigga. And one of those, like, air puffies up. You know the vest, but they, like, puffy?
Yeah.
But it's a vest, though, like with the arms cut out and shit or something, like, you know what I'm talking about? But it's like a ski vest with no arms on it, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, okay. With and everything, yeah.
But like, with holes in it and shit, like, some of the parts wasn't inflated and everything and all. Yeah, why was his fingers, why was four of his five fingers on both of his hands, so all his fingers except for his thumb, was wrapped up in like big ass, like what am I trying to say, like say the motherfucker was trying to like not be identified by the police and was taking off a fingerprint and shit, you just had to wrap your shit up with this tape and like, toilet paper or something. Like, all his fingers was wrapped up and shit. Like, you know, he was biting off the tip of his fingers or something. He was some shit. All of them. And what fucked up my attention on that whole shit, and what brought my attention back to the people on the side of me, was because he held up a gay porno movie. Like, he held up a little gay porno movie smiling. I'm looking at it, I'm like, Backdoor Men or something like that. It was a fag movie. So I'm like, and then I look back down, and then out of my ear, I hear the other dude nigga next to me like, why would I want to buy a porno from him when I could just make my own? The other dude, like the other, I'm like, I'm like, ah, these brothers is right here. But it was funny, though, because now, but Pete's a dude now, because now I look at him, right? Man, why is it, he got long blonde hair with a blue streak in it. It's like total opposite like that. Like I said, the guy who looked like a librarian, but the dude who was all hugged up on him and everything looked like, you know, a hippie smoker. You know what I mean? Blonde hair with streaks in his hair and shit, like baby blue streaks and everything. But steadily dropping little shit, and I'm hearing this out my ears, and they're like sitting right here next to me, like, you're so good to me. You know, you're such a, oh, this is what they call the Papa Wolf. That's what it is.
Papa Wolf, that's
what it is.
That's what he goes by, Papa Wolf.
It's so good to be Papa Wolf. But I heard it on my ear. I'm like, I had to jot that down. I'm like, wow. But it was just, you don't get these kind of experiences nowhere else except on, like, public transportation. It's always an interesting thing, man. But again, bum black dude with messed up fingers selling gay porn to a gay couple on the bus, things like that. You know what I mean? And I don't got a problem with gay people. I'm kind of glad the other dude kept telling him no, because again, my nigga, this is what I'm talking about. This is what brought me off. He was all up on the dude like he knew it was a bitch up under you. Like a bitch all up on you. Like, you know, all tucked in into him and shit. Nigga, head down on his shoulder type shit. Like, trying to rub his leg. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like
the one and shit, huh? No name.
You can definitely tell, you know, I guess what the gay people call it, like top and bottom or whatever. You can definitely tell who's on top and who's on bottom in that relationship. You know, if you want to take it that way. But he was like real. He was like, no, we're almost home. You know, don't worry about it. We got a couple more stops. And then it was sitting there whining too, like a bitch. So like, no, why? Because he was trying to touch on him, and he was like, nah, get off me, like. And dude, like, pissed the bitch. Like, I'm like, wow. On the bus. Like,
this is horrible. You saw this with your own eyes?
I said, nigga, I witnessed it. Nigga, it was right there. I couldn't avoid it. It was right there next to me. And like I said, I tried to not pay attention. But like I said, then I look over and you got the black dude with no fingers trying to sell gay porn to the gay couple right next to me. You know what I mean? Like, just blew that up.
That's right.
And then offended the feminine dude over here, because he's like, why would I buy porn from you when I can make my own porn? Got loud, like with his blue streak in his hair and shit. I'm like, and I'm right here in the middle of it, like, this is the type of shit that makes you miss your car right here. This is the type of shit, see, this right here, like, I have to be
like, like, it's time to get off.
Oh, shit, my bad. Hold on. Straight out to 323-4366. You got Dagger. What it do?
If we win this thing, then the archetype is just going to be pleased to point them. Maybe we'll have a fair school open, eh?
Hey, it sounds like you're watching TV, though. What's on TV? Then you're going to hang up. That's how you feel? See? I don't know why people call in and sit. And press 1.
Well,
if you don't want to talk to me, don't press 1.
It's cool. You know,
but yeah. It's just, like I said, bus shit's crazy, nigga. And speaking of buses, nigga, I got some news stories I'm talking about, some shit we'll get back to, nigga. Did you see the video with the other bus driver whooping somebody else's ass? I keep telling people about some fucking bus drivers.
I saw it, but I didn't push play.
Huh?
I saw it, but I didn't push play. Hello?
Nigga, all right, shit.
But I didn't push play. I'm like,
should have pushed play. I'm going to tell you about it in a second. We'll be right back. Slash Sunday, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Fresh with it, a.k.a. Nympho the Grizzly. Be right back, y'all. I'm going to let the ladies take over the airwaves for a second, all right? Y'all better quit sleeping on these ladies. These ladies out here getting it in, too, man. Like I said, y'all better watch out. Let's go.
Ha! The hottest rapper on the MIC, from the streets to the NYC. Cold hearts, we're cold homes, y'all keep catching. I am so far gone, and we in the game, but we don't play. Back to from the tips like we don't play. Till the top, you'll see the hottest hottest rapper on the MIC. hard, people go home, y'all can't catch up, and I'm so far gone. And we in the game, but we don't play. Back chips on the chips like Frito Lay. To the top, you'll be the hottest, hottest rapper on the MIC. The hottest rapper, tap on my wrist, don't gotta clapper. Just know I'm here in my pits, they ain't even a factor. My life is moving faster, like I'm flipping through chapters. The world don't understand me, am I speaking in backwards? Lyrical exercise, I do this for practice. Freedom of speech, but I keep my words captivating. I'm embracing all the hate and motivate. Forgot no patience for the fake, a bloodsucker, give me a stake. Dreaming, eyes open, I'm wide awake, but at times I feel I'm trapped in a cage, I can't escape. Somebody let me out, somebody let me out. Go on and tell him I'm hungry, I need a steak. Sitting tussle with the devil, all levels, I need a break. Hoping my time will come soon, a hurricane, a monsoon. The drop doom and the clock is ticking. Get me straight out the cocoon, it's what y'all been missing. The hottest rapper on the MIC. From the streets to the NYC. Go hard or go home, y'all can't catch up, I am so far gone. And we in the game, but we don't play. Stack chips on the chips like we don't play. To the top, you'll be the hottest, hottest rapper on the MIC.
Yeah.
late. My bitches, they be paid. My bitches be up after the money while you sleep late. You bitches don't delay. You bitches don't see Matt. My bitches don't see straight. Pop your ass on me steak. Bang, 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 spray. Hit you with my 3X. Toss your ass in great legs. No witness and no trace. Feed you to my gold fish. You bitches, you know this. We don't let them niggas in. We don't live by that horse shit. But you don't know shit. You don't know what that coke is. You don't know about them ice cubes and that straight drop knife poke it. Baking soda on the counter, microwave, love this. Told him if he pay me good, I'll hold down the whole bread. So he stopped by, he dropped it off, and he take a bag. And I'm standing there with my hair down like, hey nigga, where my cash at? And he dropped them bands. And I swear to God, this real shit. So bitch, fuck what you saying. This my life and I live this. Nigga, I done had green, I done had perp. I don't like to talk about it, put in that word. I done had green, I done had perp. I don't like to talk, I just put in that word. Work, 10 toes down, I was getting near. Had to do what I had to do, had to get a clear. And if they come with the questions, I swear I don't know shit. They hit the crib with the unit and I don't know where it is. I put it all in the dirt, I pack it all in the wall. They try to tear down the building, I tell them take me to court. And I be right there with it, come as soon as he call. I like the nigga with money, he say I'm helping him ball. I take control, yo, ho, and watch the bitch get hit. Don't let him know what I said, don't want that hoe in me. Really got bars, I ain't even gotta write them. And I'm going hard, I ain't even gotta fight them. Ain't no bitch in the kid, no snitch in the kid, no glitch in the cars I'm driving. Headed to the top, so I switch my gears. Fuck niggas talking, I close my ears, I swear. I'm good at, I'm good at, yeah. They be like, oh, 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 she be down with the shit, shit. They say Miss Sabrina, she be down with the shit. Like, oh, 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 she be down with the shit, shit. They know Miss Sabrina, she be down with the shit. Like, I'm good at.
Dagger here. You killed them on that cold Swiss. I mean, they dead. The bodies is all over everywhere. I mean, I see them. I see them. But I'm fucking with you, though. You know what I mean? I got to get in on this, too.
Taught me about the system streets. Taught me how to work it. I'm focused on my grind while you barely scratch the surface. Crooked mouth surrounding me. I never lost my purpose. I got too much to lose. You can never say I'm worthless. Against all predictions, yeah, I got those haters nervous. I'm the best at this. Aren't you glad you made the purchase? Spitting flames and burning them. Lock them in my furnace. Trying to rewire because I'm shorting out your circuit. My boys getting hurt and I spit that sweet venom.
Okay,
you know we
okay.
About to kill it. They mad and resentin'.
Yeah,
got you wrapped up, feeling apprehension. Take them all out, there will be no exemption. Did I forget to mention? This is the beginning. Your rays about to fall.
Right,
we the team that's winning.
Yeah,
you're getting all emotional. I'm numb to the feeling. I'm about my business, boss lady in the building. Switching on them, cold 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 switching on them. Cold gazing in the mirror and I see a new face. Now things got clear, different steering, same race. Never underestimate those on the street. If you get too close, you may feel the heat. I take it and I flip it, lost will get twisted. Ride is so ambitious, smile yet I'm vicious. Everything's on safety, yes never maybe. Some think I'm crazy. I decide the final prize, demon through the highest sky. Crippled wings till I fly, eyes just between the lines. Rarity, hard to find, never ever did my shine. Gravity, till I ride, lifted and I'm flying high. Lyrical eargasm, making your brain spasm. Turn it, up gasping. Waiting in the midst, watch it as it flips. Make the cold switch, make the cold switch. Cold switching on them, cold switching on them. Cold switching on them, cold switching on them. Cold switching on them, cold switching on them. Cold switching on them. cold switching on them cold. Remember when you told me I was gonna be nothing? Well, I took it with the work and I turned it into something. No more gazing out the window on what could have been. No more holding back. Flow to your soul, step into the known. Amongst the mother line, but I am lost in the zone, penetrate to the bone. Never be clones, sweating every single stone. Flows moving through you like an ivy to your veins. Travel through your body, moving straight into your brain. Cause a reaction, make you go insane. Put your ass to sleep like I'm numbing all the pain. So many times starting over, never feeling closer. Living life for everyone, I just wanted closure. Notebook my therapy, recording it my session. Pretty smile that covers it, don't go on first impression. Cold switching on them.
I'm from that Westland, buying weed, low riders and policies. First thing you learn is you gotta get it by any means. Women think they high class and heels with they high ass. That Westside make niggas hit the bank and spend cash real fast. Money makers making money as they should. We still getting hypey, we just growing up in Mollywood. People like to talk shit, but you can keep the criticism saying that they hate LA. LA just ain't fucking real. Gotta be a certain type to live this LA city life. We stay hungry, nothing satisfies our appetite. Every day's another fight, I'm laughing at you. You a joke, I let you niggas think I'm down Ollie with it. You faggot niggas dropping soul, so stay up out my radius. I ain't hating, I just keep it homo free by preference. Yeah, Dagger is out here pissing on him. Why my girl Miss Paula? Facebook.
I mean, I don't really pay much attention to them, though, because I bees all about my paper.
Hey, yo, you talking to girls your age or grown-up girls or shit?
Grown-up. They got little pictures of each one, too, so you can see what they look like.
And you can reach these hoes and tell them to come over here and get bucket naked?
Yep.
How many?
I don't know, about 100, 110, 1,000. See, this search engine hooks it up so that I can find all the hoes in a 50-mile radius that are fans of your music.
Hey, yo, dog, you like a mom-old computer.
Wait.
When we ask them to come over.
Say, baby girl, hey, boo, check it out. Come holler at a pimp one time with your fine yellow ass. Come here, boo, let me holler at you. Who the f*** you is, bitch? Bucket mouth, hoe.
Well.
Not bad for short notice.
So am I in the crew? Do I get a chain?
Come back tomorrow, partner.
Yeah.
Yo. Make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger. 24/7, man. I don't give a fuck if the show on or not. Go ahead, my
sister.
Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard The Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lies, haven't looked into their eyes, sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line, my seat is on the line, I'm nasty, you just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking, like one I'm matching, puff puff and passing, you bastard, this another classic, you should tell Houdini that I stole his fucking neck, I'ma get disappear, now she never wanna leave me.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday. Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And Fresh With It, still good?
Yeah.
Okay. So why? What are you doing, nigga? You, why do you sound like you moving something?
I have no idea.
I'm
chilling, sitting right here, almost fell asleep.
Anyway, more dumb shit. Before we get to the bus driver, two things I'm going to talk about Instagram real quick. The way, Instagram is dumb as fuck. Bo, do you got an Instagram? Have you set up an Instagram?
Hell nah.
You ain't got no Instagram. All right, but Instagram's doing this shit where it's like... Because before, but you know what Instagram is, right? Instagram is the one where you just post up pictures, you know, the 15-second video, so you know what it is, right?
Yeah, Instagram takes place,
Now, it amazes me, the more they try to publicize people's shit, the more they try to put privacy shit on public shit. I know that didn't make sense, but I'm going to try to make it make sense real quick. You know how Instagram was even brought up? So that people can just put their pictures out so that everybody can see them and this, that, and everything. You know, that's what people wanted, right? So they can just see them, that, this, that, or whatever. You know, just for the whole world, right? That's what it's technically for. But now, there's a feature on Instagram where you can send your pictures directly to specific people instead of just having to have it open to everybody. So now it's like, okay, you're posting the pictures on your Instagram, but you only want specific people even on your Instagram now to see certain pictures. You know, it's like just text it, you know what I mean? Just text it to the person you want to see. You know what I mean? Now it's like you're taking away the whole purpose of it, in my opinion. Like, it just goes against what Instagram is for. Once you at least have friends or whatever, I mean, the whole point is to be, but see, this is another thing that was fucking dumb with Instagram, is that all these people out here keep trying to post up other people's pictures for other people. Follow my friend. Follow this. Bitches got more pictures of other bitches than they own selves on their own shit. So, but again, you're loading up pictures on an app that's purpose is for you to spread your pictures around to as many people as possible. But then you're adding something that restricts the people that you send it to. It's like, this shit is just dumb. It makes no sense. So what's the point of having it in the first place? We can just go back and just texting each other. That's like, bro, it's like, say you did have it, right? And you got all your friends or whatever. Now, I'm going to post up a picture on Instagram, but I only want you or the Witty Gang to see it. So I'm going to post it on Instagram, but I'm going to make sure I only make it so y'all can see it. Instead, why wouldn't I just text y'all the pictures directly? You know what I mean? Why would I even go through that to have to do that? You see what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense?
Nah.
Okay. Like, just making sure. And then another dumb motherfucker on Instagram, a nigga in Florida will be charged with 142 felonies because of Instagram. Why? Because him and the people that he's running with were doing these B&Es, for those that don't know, breaking and entering and everything like that, and all these old people communities and everything, and getting all these jewels and shit and all this jewelry and all kinds of things. And of course, niggas do what niggas do, and these niggas are sitting up here taking pictures of it and shit and posting it on their Instagrams, trying to slang it and stunt and did it, this, that, or whatever. Look what I did. Look what happened. Look what I got. Did it and everything. And motherfuckers came knocking at their door. And then when they came knocking at their door, all that shit just laying around the house. Like, and then now the cops is taking pictures of all your shit, asking people, the community, to identify their jewelry so they can slap most shit on you when people start coming forward to collect their shit. Like, come on.
Hell yeah. Fuck that. Niggas are stupid, man.
Dumb as fuck. Dumb as fucking social media getting niggas caught. It's like people don't realize, y'all don't think that police know that social media is so popular, like they don't got a little mini task force or, you know, certain people that, I bet their job all day, every day at the police department is to just monitor social media, just to look through it. You know what I mean? That's their job.
Make
all
sure
day. They start in the morning going through people's Facebooks, Instagrams, Twitters, looking for probably red flag words and shit like that. You know what I mean? Certain shit that y'all dumb motherfuckers out there putting out there. And they tagging y'all. Like, so,
like, watch this out.
He lets us
Yeah, like, get out of here.
He says some
or this nigga right to your door, like, yo, this motherfucker over here just did this or whatever. He's like, woo, 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 woo. You think they can't track your shit through the internet? That's what the point of the internet is for. That's why they keep giving y'all apps like this. They want y'all to keep being out there like that so they can find you. Because y'all big, basically, they can't find you. Dumb. And then, of course, last but definitely not least, I keep telling motherfuckers to leave these people alone, leave these bus drivers. I was just talking about, like I said, this is why I can't work in food service or anything that requires me to deal with a lot of people, because people don't know how to act. When I get off the bus, we were talking about the bus earlier, when I get off the bus, I say thank you to the bus driver. Thank you, you know, and get to where I'm going. It's nothing major. Some bus drivers don't even say nothing back. Some of you are, oh, you know, some of you crack a smile, it don't even matter. But the fact is, they doing their job. They did a service. You know what I mean? I can say thank you. You know what I mean? And it not mean nothing because of the shit that they got to deal with. Folks say he saw, but he didn't watch it. Man, let me tell you what happened, nigga. This is the funniest shit in the world. Like, first of all, I don't know why I keep feeling for the bus drivers, man. I feel for them. My nigga, I'm looking at the video, right? And you looking at the video. You see the bus driver, like, packing up his shit, putting his little vest on and everything like that. And there's a dude, like, a couple of seats back from the front, just sitting there, like, sleep. He's, like, sleep on the bus, laying on the little rail. He's, like, sleep. He bothers to get passed out for the whole time. Now, the bus driver's like, hey, you know what? He didn't even notice him at first because I guess he didn't realize that he didn't realize he was there. He didn't look until he was really, you know, look down the bus to get ready to walk off and lock it up and everything like that. So he's like, yo. Got to get off the bus. Like, yo, you're still laying there. Like, yo. Like, yo, and get off the bus. He said it like four or five times. And then dude, like, pops up, like, who? Like, you're like, yo, you got to get off the bus. You know, last stop, get the fuck off the bus. And I feel my dude, man. Like, nigga, you ready to go home? Day's over. You know what I mean? You got this motherfucker just blowing shit up. You know what I mean? Like, get off the bus. Then he started getting mad, but then what'd he say? Oh, the dude that had an attitude with him and shit, the dude that was on the bus, that probably, I couldn't tell if he was a bum, this, that, or whatever. The dude was like, he's like, get off the bus, and now he's starting to get mad. And then, but then the dude that just woke up, like, nigga, fuck yourself. Nigga, get off the bus, fuck yourself. Nigga, get off the bus, fuck yourself. Like, nigga, these niggas go back and forth, like, so the bus driver pulled a nigga bag down, the nigga bag was on the seat, he puts it down on the floor and kicks that shit down the aisleway, and then kicks that shit off the bus, like, nigga, get the fuck off the bus, like, so, then the dude stands up and, like, brushes past him or does something, and I didn't see him spit. He said he spit in his face. Technically, I didn't see it in the video. I guess the angle was a little wrong or whatever. I don't know if I saw it. I may have to watch it again. But he said he spit in his face. But when he supposedly spit in his face, man, that bus driver nigga launched off the bus, nigga, like, nigga pushed that nigga all up first. Nah, first he hit that nigga with the, he had like one of those old school metal factory worker lunch pails. You know what I mean? The old school, like, that looked like a little mini mailbox. You know, full metal lunch can, my nigga. Had one of those, nigga. Threw it at that nigga head like boom, like it was like dunk. You can hear it like boom, bounce off his head, like. And there was a bus stop bench right there. Nigga pushed him on the bus stop bench like whack. All of a sudden, this nigga head like boom, like fucking this nigga up, wham, pulled him down like But then now, you got all the little standbyers or whatever. Just all it looks like to them is that the bus driver's just whooping a nigga ass, talking about you. You should have did that. You should have, why you do that? He's like, man, he spit in my fucking face. Fuck that. Dude, you know, bus driver amped up now. Like, you know, he done whooped the nigga ass.
Yeah, disrespect to me.
Like,
I'm going to whoop your ass.
And then you can just hear the other little white girl like, yeah, you shouldn't have did that. I mean, you could have left it alone now. You didn't have an issue before. You got an issue now. You think I'm not going to report it? Report it then, bitch. That's what he said. Fuck that. Like, report that shit, bitch. He spit in my fucking face. This nigga, he was on. But again, y'all gotta leave these people alone. Like, these people ain't do nothing to nobody, man. They just trying to mind their business and do what they gotta do. But if you ain't seen that video, go see it. Again, one of those situations where if I could do shit live and I could just bring up the video so people can see it, it'll be an interesting thing. I'm gonna start getting the audio from a lot of videos, though, as well. So at least we can't see it, we can listen. So, but yeah. But, Paul, we got to get up out of here, man. Any shout-out you want to give? Any, you know, you don't know if you want people to know where your websites are and everything like that, but, you know, let people know what's up if you do.
You can find me somewhere with a dagger or something, some weed. That's where I be at and shit. So, yeah. I either be in the country or on Western. Yeah, on the phone. Holla at me. Sit down, play them all. Take the U, play to them, play to all.
Fresh with it. Yes, and y'all know what it is. Like I said, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. This has been Slap Sundays. Make sure y'all keep tuning into all the shows, all right? Tomorrow we got the Triple M Show, More Music Monday, All Music No Talk. So you won't hear nothing but music, all right? So make sure you tune in from 7 to 9, West Coast Wednesdays, Hell Night, Dagger, my co-host Queen V. Adult Matters and Adult Topics, you know, throwing it down, R&B, most of ladies' night, you know, trying to chill out, relax. Fuck you Fridays, every Friday from 6 to 8, all talk. No music whatsoever, just running my mouth or, you know, chilling with the homies, whatever may transpire at that time. And then, of course, right back here next Sunday on Slap Sunday. So, again, keep fucking with the Dagger, keep fucking with Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
Hey, yo,
Hey,
Hoogies. You know what I'm saying? We haven't decided on, like, you know what I'm saying, what day we gonna do it. I got to holler at the homies. But Hoogies, DJ, bitch, on the ones and twos. And you know what I'm saying? That's coming to you on Tuesday or Thursday. New show pop.
Yeah, pretty soon, like I said, the Witty Gang coming to the airways in full swing. So, like I said, I'm trying to extend shows over here on Bang Out Radio, giving y'all more shit for the tune in and listen to, all right? And then we got one more show we got to fill up. You know what I mean? I'm trying to go all day, every day. So, I mean, fuck it. Let's keep it going and keep it pushing. So, that's what it is. That's what it do. Right back here on Slap Sundays every Sunday from 7 to 9. Play the top stoppers from the top independent artists from around the world. Keep sending your music. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I will find a place for it in rotation. Still looking for a gossip girl. If any girl want to come through and holler at me about all the housewives and, well, you know, the bad girls and keep me up on the Kardashians and Kanye or whatever. You know, just keep me in the loop with all the pop shit, you know, the pop culture stuff, so I don't sound like a complete idiot when I talk shit about that. So keep me updated on that. And, again, I'm also looking for a computer geek. Anybody that just want to be able, that's able to come through on the shows, you don't got to say much, you know, but if I have a question, you're ready to bing it. You can Google it, do whatever. If I have a question and I need some stats or something like that, you're able to pull it up really quick. You're good at finding information fast. You know what I mean? I need one of y'all as well, just so I can, you know, I want to make shit as legit as possible here. All right? And, So Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We're going to roll it out with the Witty Gang. And, holla at y'all next week on Sunday. But, again, all through the week. I'm here 4 days. Be right back. No, we're not being right back. We're gone. Y'all got to excuse me. This is Drake and my sister. I'm out of here. Holla at y'all.
Hold up, y'all. It is about that time. With it, boys.
With it, gang.
With it, mob.
Let's be out in the crown,
gang.
Nigga.
We on it. What we about to do?
Turn it up.
Check the transcripts, I'm official.
Official.
Who on what?
Microphone vandal. Bullets made of aloe. Black flannel out the shadows. I'm the son of doomsday. The fade taker. I take your top off. Toupee. This Witty Gang rap. Tactical warfare with subliminal attacks. I'm all about the currency. I serve you as a courtesy with this automatic weaponry. Hood found reppin', I'm a reputable. Opponents don't want it, leave them hangin' from my testicles. And I'm poisoned the pressure. I rob you for your cheddar with this little black Beretta. And to the lame niggas watching, hesitation not an option. I'm poppin'.
Turn it up.
Witty
gang, turn it up.
Witty.
Riding 26s, riding Pirelli, burner tucked by the belly, nigga.
Turn it up.
Who got the pills like the blunt? You got the drink in the cups? Fill it up, nigga.
With it, dang.
Repertoires, we go hard. TT, Frankie, Cleo, Stoney, set it off, nigga.
Serving child.
Like a deli, nigga. Hood bound Machiavelli. Got you face down on your belly, nigga.
Don't get fucked up.
Rep the bowls will get touched. We ain't gotta pop the trunk. Ready to duck, nigga.
Run and tell that.
Witty gang, it's a rap. You got beef with us. Yeah, get luck with that, nigga.
Residential.
Signing an issue. No surrender. From the hands to the pistol, nigga. Surprise your whereabouts. Witty gang. Fade them all. The belt in the crown, nigga.
Turn it up.
Full effect, now we serving all you suckers.
Don't get fucked up.
Cause we about money, music, weed, and drink. So fuck what a hater thing.
Y'all ain't no, they not.
A bunch of gum flapping, skill lacking niggas, overrated killers.
We will see. We gon' see about that shit.
If you can handle what we bringing, I make rappers start singing. I'm
O-G-B. Damn right.
I'm with the
hub.
Yeah, that's the way to gag. We Rosewood and these niggas hanging from light poles and shoestrings.
Leave us alone.
But I thought you wanted beef. You all up on your Facebook and Twitter. I'm standing
I'm
in
right
the street.
Here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm back to making my riches, flipping these bitches, brushing these haters off.
Westside LA.
Yeah, we repping that. Too many different LA fitters. Motherfuckers snap back.
Turn it up.
What up, people? This your girl, Tamara Bubble. If you're listening to this, then you better keep it locked to Bang Out Radio with the Dagger, playing all and only independent artists from around the world. R&B, hip-hop, rap, don't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you tuned in for the West Coast Wednesday Hump Night from 9 to 11 with Queen V and Slap Sunday from 7 to 9 West Coast time. Bang Out, Bubble on.
Bang Out Radio with Ivy Love and the Dagger. Bang Out Radio with Ivy Love and the Dagger. Bang Out Radio with Ivy Love and Leon the Dagger.
Hello there, I'm